First, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for the opportunity to speak to you today. As Mike said, my name is Mike Walters. I'm the Vice President of Safety and Training for Superior Energy Systems. And I don't say that in order to draw illustration of myself, but how important it is to include safety in virtually everything we do in propane autogas. And I'll get back to that in a minute. First, a little bit about Superior Energy Systems. Our primary job that we do is to build the infrastructure in, say, the midstream, terminals, refineries, standby systems, utility peak shaving systems. That's what we do as a company. What that does for us is it allows us the unique opportunity within the propane industry to be infrastructure technical experts in the installation of whatever you're installing, okay? Autogas being one of them gives us a unique opportunity to custom build to our or your customers' specific needs. What we have here is one of our autogas fueling dispenser capabilities. Superior Energy Systems has a lineup of autogas dispensers from the entry level, strictly basic, mechanical, just a couple of vehicles. Am I okay?
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of vehicles, no fuel management system necessary, all the way to very sophisticated and or portable capability as well. What we have here is our ProVen 2000 unit, which is a very sophisticated onboard touchscreen fuel management system with virtually unlimited capability in terms of number of vehicles, number of users. What I like to tell people is we can network these dispensers all the way to the West Coast, and then you can lay on the beach and down the street down here and manage your fuel from a laptop. As long as you've got a browser, you can manage your fuel. It's totally touchscreen. It's abnormally user-friendly and virtually bulletproof in the autogas fueling technology world. Okay, I talked about safety for a minute. All of my show cabinets have the Staubli nozzle technology. The inch and three-quarter ACME connection is the standard in the autogas world as it stands today. We're working with others within the industry to develop and accept Euro technology in fueling. The difference, when you disconnect this nozzle, you get someplace right around the neighborhood of 4 cc's release. With this technology, it's less than 1 cc. So what we're talking about here is low emission transfer versus no emission transfer. The whole idea is to get autogas fueling to the point of being so similar to gasoline that people aren't afraid of it. Does that make sense? The granny nozzle. It's so simple that granny can pull into the C-store, fuel up her SUV without having to have personal protective equipment.